Call the meeting to order. Please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Morning, George.
Seen him in a while.
Oh, sure, sure. Derek?
Commissioners, I'm honored to be able to share this award with you today that was granted to our airport as the Airport of the Year for the Ohio Aviation Association. Ron Davis, our director, was at the meeting and was given this award by that association. And I just wanted to highlight that in the last, since 1999, when Ron Davis was hired by the commissioners to be our director of the airport, we have increased the number of based airplanes from 98 to double that, 182. We have secured 100 acres of additional land. We'd opened a new general aviation terminal. There have been built 19 new hangars funded by private and commercial entities. We've removed obstacles, obstructions to the runway approaches, installed precision approach navigation system, called an ILS system. We've upgraded the runway and taxi areas, and we've adopted airport zoning. But one of the important side effects to all this stuff is that the economic impact that the airport has grown from $8.2 million a year in 1999 to $14.1 million. I say all this stuff because we've had a good team of folks, commissioner support, support from the FAA, the Ohio Department of Transportation, Division of Aviation. But one of the key elements to all the success has been Ron Davis, his knowledge, his background, and his ability to work with all folks. So while this was granted to Butler County, in a lot of aspects it was granted to Ron Davis. And Ron, I wanted you to hear that and come on up a minute.
I wanted to
appreciate it.
Echo that, Derek, and congratulations, Ron. I know it's been a very interesting year for you. This, you know, last year with some health concerns and things like that, and still get, you know, top ward of the state. So congratulations, and please convey our congratulations to your team and everyone else at the airport. It's great, and I hope that we take advantage of this title and start use it as a marketing tool to increase that 188 to 208 or something.
Yeah, very good. So, thanks. I appreciate it.
Thank you. President, if I may,
yes.
Ed. Ron, we're very proud of the job you do there. That's been a diamond in the rough early days, but it's certainly coming into its own now. And I'd like to mention a lot of those accomplishments were done by grants that you've captured and we've asked for. And we're hoping still to do that direct road into that from the bypass. And I think that, too, will continue to make a difference there. So that's still on the board. So when they do the widening of Bypass 4, they're hoping to do that as well. So
that would be a tremendous asset for the airport. I'd like to mention that, obviously, you guys are, you know, at the helm. I appreciate everything you've done to help us out at the airport. And it takes all of us working together to get this done. And Derek's been a real asset to me. I mean, a real leader. And I appreciate everything that he's done for me as well.
Thanks, sir.
Good. Real plus for the county.
I don't want to put any pressure on you, but you know, now that you've gotten the award, we expect that every year.
The bar's higher now.
You know.
The bar's moved up.
Go for a repeat.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Okay, let's continue with our agenda. 9:30, we have a public hearing, annexation of 1.7 acres to the city of Oxford. Is there anyone here to address commission during this public hearing? Either pro or yes?
Yeah,
yes, sir.
My name is Andrew Crane. I'm basically representing Donna Thacker, who's the agent trying to get this annexed for the city of Oxford. So I don't know what kind of documents you have in front of you, but the city of Oxford is supposed to send you a resolution stating what, you know, services they'll provide for this. And I didn't get a definitive answer from the city if they've sent it to you or not. So I didn't know if you did or not. Or if Gary Sheets received it, I don't know.
Have we heard anything from the township trustees?
No opposition.
No opposition?
No.
Okay.
At this point, I would ask the commissioners just hold the public hearing, but hold the decision until we verify all the paperwork.
Okay. I see George in the audience. He was a... George, you have any comments at all?
I don't know anything about all right. the situation.
Okay. Good to see you. George is a trustee with Oxford Township for quite a number of years.
Sorry, anyone else would like to address the commission during this public hearing, either for or against the annexation? Anyone like to address the commission during this public hearing?
Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Gallaudet?
Yes. Next on the agenda is Bill Turner. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you
go. We have been quite busy working on National Preparedness Month, which of course is the month of September. Each year, nationwide, due to a proclamation by the President of the United States, the month of September is designated as National Preparedness Month all across the country. And the goal of the month is to increase public awareness about the importance of preparing for emergencies and disasters and to encourage the citizens to take action to be better prepared. In the state of Ohio, the state has for several years formed a steering committee to direct what was done at the state level with regards to National Preparedness Month. This year, the state steering committee decided that it would have a different emphasis each of the 4 weeks of the month of September. During the week of September 1 through 8, the emphasis was back to school, and the state also decided that they would ask a different community around the state each week to lead in the effort to emphasize whatever the special emphasis was. So week of September 1 through 8 was back to school, and that emphasis was led by Cuyahoga and Scioto counties, who teamed up. September 9 through 15 was business preparedness, held in Franklin County. And September 16th through the 22nd was multicultural preparedness in Lucas County. Next week, September 23rd through 30th, will be home and family preparedness, and they asked Butler County to lead in that effort, and we gladly accepted and have been busy for about 3 months planning activities in that regards. To better bring that emphasis to our community, we decided to also take a little bit of what the state had done and decided that we would schedule a different emphasis for each day of next week. On Sunday, we will start with hidden hazards in the home, talking about hot tap water and the danger it is to small children, and also the danger of storing gasoline indoors. So we'll emphasize that. On Monday, we will talk about the need to have family emergency plans and disaster kits at the ready. On Tuesday, it will be disaster preparedness for people with special needs, and we do have a population that fit into that category in our county, and we realize the importance of helping them to recognize that they do have special needs, and also our first responder, that it takes special attention to respond to these people. On Wednesday, we will be highlighting disaster preparedness for pets. Most all of us have pets. I read somewhere that more households by far have pets than they do children at home. And most of us who have pets feel very close to those pets. So it's very important to us to help the citizens to understand that they need to also plan for their pets if a disaster occurs. And we're also promoting the idea of having, as we have disaster kits for our family members in case we need to evacuate or we need to stay inside our home for an extended period of time, we need to do the same thing for our pets. In the hurricanes a couple years ago, we saw some horrendous sights with regards to people's pets who were left behind, and we're certain if something happens in our county, we want to take better care of our pets. On Thursday the 27th, it will be Disaster Preparedness and Children. I've long had an interest in that, and we've brought in Children's Services, and we will be making a real special effort, not only on Thursday, but several other days through the week to highlight disaster preparedness and safety for our kids. On Friday is Fire Safety in the Home. We've enlisted some of our fire departments to help promote that. And we'll wrap up on Saturday promoting the importance of everyone having first aid and CPR training. So that will wrap up our week. We've been very busy. We did form a steering committee that has about, I think, about 14, 15 people on that steering committee. I would start calling names, but then I would leave Christine or Jim one out, and they would be mad. But the committee came from a number of different agencies and organizations around the county, and they've worked tirelessly to put this together. We have some very interesting and entertaining activities will be scattered about the county next week. So you, I'm sure, will be hearing more about it as we hit the airwaves, radio, and TV. And we've also found a friend at the Journal who is working on stories in relation to it. So we do look forward to a very busy and informative week next week for our part of National Preparedness Month.
Well, thank you, Bill. And we want to commend you and your agency for taking this on. And you know, as we prepare, we hope that we never have to use it, but it's always good to be prepared and to make sure that Butler Countyans know what to do in every given situation that if a disaster would strike us. So, and as part of that, we're pleased to proclaim Disaster Preparedness Awareness Week as September 24th to the 29th in Butler County. And the commissioners have all signed this, myself and Chuck Furman and Don Dixon. Offer this proclamation to you.
Just an added note, work has begun, obviously, on the 800 megahertz system, which also will tie in on any of this in the future. Hopefully it'll be ready sometime next year. And I know you've put a lot into that, and your staff has, for the radio from the very beginning, and that's greatly appreciated. So we don't want another situation like they experienced in the 9/11. So good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Next on the agenda is a public hearing, revolving loan fund with Bananas Drop-In. I think Pete Theobald is going to do the presentation. Morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Pete.
I see that you brought the team along.
Absolutely. I need backup.
Yeah.
Okay. Indeed, I am Peter Theobald with the Certified Development Company of Butler County. As you know, we handle the Revolving Loan Fund, and I'm here to present a project to you. Our board for the CDC has already approved this project, but we bring it to you for your approval as well. The name of the project is Bananas Drop-In, Jump, and Play, and what they are seeking from us is an extension of credit in the amount of $70,700. The total project cost is $176,860, and the purpose of this project is to develop a new children's indoor play center in Westchester. The location of the center will be off of Liberty Center Boulevard, just off of Cinde Road. What it'll be is it's an amusement center of about 11,000 square feet. They'll have these large inflatable items in there. And there are other projects around like that called Pump It Up. They're about 45 nationwide, and they are very, very successful. However, the Panics, or the two proprietors of this project, have a different concept at work here. They will do the basic things like that with large inflatable amusements. But in addition to that, they're going to have an adult sanctuary. So imagine, if you will, during the day, moms can take their kids, probably from the ages of 5 to 12, be a great place for them to go, have something to do, and there'll be an adult sanctuary where moms can connect to the internet through Wi-Fi, so on and so forth, get some of their stuff done. There'll also be an ice creamery there. It'll be just a really nice addition to the community for people to take kids to. The two proprietors are Mark and Lee Panic, husband and wife. They have great financial background, so we don't have any concerns about their ability to manage this new startup project. He has 25 years of experience in the banking industry. He also was in risk management, so we're pretty confident that he'll know how to manage the risk associated with their own investments. Another thing we like about this deal, not only do they have great credit scores, but also they're going to be fully dedicated to it. This is not a passive investment where they're just going to throw it out here and not pay attention. They're actually going to be there working the project. So we're excited about it from a financial standpoint purely, and we did not give you all the detailed financials, although I know, Greg, you have seen them. The project does cash flow very nicely at nearly a 2.0 debt-to-service coverage ratio. So with that said, I would entertain any questions you might have about the project.
Do you have any questions?
No, I have no questions.
Okay, well, thank you,
Pete. You're welcome.
Is there anyone here during this public hearing who would like to be heard by the commission? Are Mark and Lee here? Pete? No, they're not here.
Yeah. Move to close the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
And I do have a resolution to approve a revolving loan fund for Fernandez Drop-In Jump and Play.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. I remember when we talked about this at a meeting, we thought that the name should be Peel In and Jump and Play. just a little.
You said you were going to say that, didn't you?
Yeah, bananas, peel in and jump and play. So. But thank you. Thanks, Janae. Vicki, thank you. See you later.
Mike, are you Dave? Okay.
Okay, Dave Mike.
Dave Mike.
All you got.
They sent the big gun, huh?
Yeah.
Or the old guy.
That's right, the old guy. I have a variety of things today.
Do you remember how to do these, Mike?
I do know how to do these. All right. This first one is a replat down in Venice, in Birdland. We're taking seven lots and putting them into four lots. And two of them will be, it's zoned R3, two of them will be for two families, and two of them will be for single family lots. One existing house.
Move to approve.
One of the lots.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Second one I have is a PUD plan in Oxford Township. Final PUD plan, nothing to sign, but we'll take approval. There are four building lots and one open space lot. Just outside of office.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
The third one that I have is a road dedication plat. And it's Firebird Drive off of Union Center Boulevard, near La Saint Drive, and it's just dedication. The property around it is zoned industrial. I do need a couple of signatures, actually. One, in one spot to approve the plat, and then secondly, since we are owners of some of the property along the Miami Erie Canal, I need, Greg, I need you to sign as owner, and then Derek and Chuck, if you can sign as witnesses, and then I need close here to notarize it as well.
I'm the owner of the Erie Canal, so
the commissioners are. Oh, well. This portion of
I just, I'd do away with the tax.
I'll let it go to your head here.
Is there a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Okay.
Sam, you guys been busy? Feeling the crunch though, huh? Like everybody else?
You need us, Mike?
No. Down your way. Thank you very much.
We'll move on. Donna? Nice to see you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Very informal,
but that takes 5 minutes
or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to take a couple minutes to let you know that we are having an informational luncheon on Tuesday, September 25th from 12 to 2 p.m. What we have done is we have invited all the area churches from Hamilton, Middletown, and Butler County. We sent invitations out to about 390-400 churches. What we have seen is basically a disconnect between the local churches. They tend to see the need every day, people coming to them for assistance, and they aren't really aware of the programs that the county has. So what we've decided to do is, in conjunction with Butler County Children's Services and Butler County Jobs and Family Services, we are holding an informational luncheon next Tuesday so that they are aware of the different programs that the county administers that is open and for the residents to benefit from. So if you would like to attend or even speak, just let me know. We certainly have room on the agenda. It really is just an informational meeting. I've also contacted the City of Hamilton and the City of Middletown, their departments that administer the block grant program, so that they can provide information and speak if they would like to. So, of course, as you are aware of our programs, within the pamphlet here, that's what we're going to discuss and just make available to the churches so that they can distribute to their members and people that they know that are in need.
Where is this going to be?
Calvary Christian, which is up Route 127, just past New Miami, on the corner of 127 and Jacksonburg Road.
Okay.
It's right there. And lunch is provided.
At noon?
At noon.
It's tough to pass up a free lunch.
A free lunch, that's right.
Well, I know that we will be at a dedication at 10 o'clock, so I'm...
Okay. Okay, and if you decide that you want to speak, let me know. We'll put you on the agenda. You know, I'm not going to make you decide now, but if you want
to. Just to say hello.
Just to say, okay, all right. I'll put you down for a few minutes. Okay, and that's it.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think I see Susan Price.
No, nope. I got it just as paperwork.
Yeah, I think.
Good morning. Tom Locke with Peck Schaefer and Williams. Susan couldn't make it this morning. I'm really here to address any questions the commission may have regarding the applicable elected representative approval that's being sought for the Port Authority facilities bond issue to improve and refund Butler County YMCA bonds and a new facility in Warren County.
I don't have any questions. Pass it here in just a few minutes.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Tom. Say hi to Abbott for us.
Will do.
Next, we'll have communications.
Approved minutes from the last meeting, approved travel and training, approved 4 finance resolutions, approved 11 personnel actions, approved corporate cooperation agreement with the City of Fairfield under Department of Development. Under Job and Family Services, approved 15 daycare contracts, approved amendment number 1 to contract with Dr. Ringel, accept list of employee payroll September 1st, September 14th, approved 2 agreements with Community Behavioral Health, approved amendment number 2 contract with Butler County United Way, receiving referred bids for Learning Through Service Program. Under Children's Services, approved reclassification of IT Administrator to IT Program Manager, approved agreements with Jim Biting for domestic violence training and CDC for therapeutic services, approved business association contract. Oh, I'm sorry, pass those next 2. award funds to Butler Behavioral Services for sustained main sale, set payroll September 1st through September 14th. Under Environmental Services, approved change order number 2, Windwood Water Main Replacement Contract, release 1-year maintenance bond to the Swords of Westchester Road Sanitary Sewer Extension, approved and execute agreement with GM Pipeline for relief of manhole installation requirements, release 1-year maintenance bond for sanitary sewer, approved memorandum of understanding, Butler County Environmental Service Solid Waste District for lease of property. Release 1-year maintenance bond to Ross Estate Section 2B. Approve agreement with Cincinnati Bell Wireless for telecommunication services. Authorize Bob Leventry to sign and submit OPWC application for loan assistance. Approve agreement with Melvin Purney. Approve revised and reduced vehicle and equipment purchase list. Execute contract with Aramac Uniform Services. Release 1-year maintenance bond to Floor Drive for Allen Road Water Main Loop. Under County Engineer, approves speed low limits for Yankee Road and for Beckett Road. Issue special hauling permit. Advertise for bids for Butler County 08 transportation map. Execute contract for mainline road and bridge construction. Cancel maintenance bond for Westchester Village Phase 1. Under miscellaneous, approve reimbursements to All Things Catered and Karen's Pizzeria. Consolidate 3 bond anticipation notes. Amend resolution. Appoint Barbara Desmond and John Griffith to Butler County Mental Health Board and Dr. Linda Snow Griffin to Butler County Mental Health Board. Set hearing date for stormwater management for 15.74 acres in Liberty Township. Approve the 08 holiday list. Approve 2 outside appointments of legal counsel. Authorize Butler County Administrator to establish utility services in county name at 800 megahertz tower sites. Approve and execute lease with City of Middletown for 800 megahertz tower site. Authorize Matt Frankie to approve, disapprove, acceptance, testing of Motorola 800 megahertz equipment. Receive and refer request for qualification for professional consulting for airport projects. Execute contract with Lorenz and Williams for architectural services. Approve amendment number 4 to jail contract with Resolution Community Solutions. Authorize issuance of bond for new Port Authority facility in Warren County, YMCA. Execute documents consenting to change the fixed base operator at the Butler County Regional Airport. Execute contract with O'Kind for Board of Election Phase 1 construction. Appoint Vivian Crook to the Butler County Alcohol and Drug Addiction Services Board. Advertise for bids for lockbox services and real estate bill printing. And endorse and support Heroes Celebration. And in the care facility, accept and place on file their recent payroll actions, personnel actions.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to note for the record that Commissioner Dixon is excused from the meeting today. He's attending another county meeting on our behalf. So just for the record. Anyone like to address the commission at this time?
Okay. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Thank you. Stand adjourned.